Anyone had any presents in the last few days? Anyone opened anything particular? Yeah, Wendy has at the back. One or two of us. Yeah, I see. Stephen over here. Very good. Excellent. Because you probably thought, well, Christmas, that's all over and done with for another year. But if you thought that, you'd be wrong. Oh, yes. Because under the Christmas tree, thus, are some more presents. Oh, more presents. Yep. Not one, not two. Not five, but six. Wow. Six presents, yeah. You thought you'd all done and dusted, but you're not. Because there are six more. And we're going to have a look at those this morning as we investigate this bit of Isaiah's book together. Remembering, of course, what we've had before of all those sad faces. The people in Isaiah were really sad, going through tough times and asking themselves, where's God when you need him? What does God reckon to people that say, where are you when I need you, I wonder? Well, here in chapter 62, God responds. He starts to speak to his people. And we're going to unwrap his message this morning. So, let's have a look under the tree. Who's going to come and open the first present for me? Yeah, come on in, Zoe. Out you come. Can you find present with a big number one on the top? Can you see it there? Oh, yeah, there it is. Now, do you want to open it up and see what's inside? Plonk it out on the table and we'll have a little look. It's so exciting, isn't it? Whatever could it be? Some jewellery. Look, should we hold it up so everyone can see it? Look, it's a beautiful jewel. Can you see? Do you like that? It's like a sparkling diamond. Use your imaginations. Come on. You hold the diamond for a minute there, Zoe. There you go. And did you know the most expensive diamond in the world is worth £40 million? It's called the Pink Star. And it was sold in an auction last year. But sadly, budget cuts being what they are, we couldn't afford the real thing. So we've got a pretend one here. So there we are. And we've got the jewel there because God says to his people in Isaiah, he says, you will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Can you imagine that? Yeah, you are God's people. And he's saying, you're like a jewel resting in God's hand. That's how God has got hold of you today. He's in your hand. He's holding you tight as he would hold a precious jewel. Do you want to hold on to the jewel? Here we are. And not only that, he says, would you be like a jewel in that will you reflect God's glory to those around and about? Because the nations around, they're horrible, aren't they? They've been beating you up. They've been doing all kinds of things. Assyria and Babylon and Egypt have been wrecking Jerusalem. And so you're looking tired and worn out, but hey, says Isaiah, you're like this precious jewel to God. And so the message on it says, reflect God's glory like a beautiful jewel. Well, there we are. It's our first little prezi. And we leave that on the table like that. Let's put it there. Thank you, Zoe, very much. Give her a little clap. Excellent. But you know, there's more to this story than that, because that's just one little picture of God holding us like his precious jewel. Because you know, just because you're sad doesn't mean that God has stopped loving you. Who wants to open next present? Yeah, come on then, Callum. You going to come out? Callum? No? Yes? Come on then. Here it is. What do you think might be in here? Oh, you're both going to come. Millie's coming too. Could you open that up for me and see what's inside? Because this... What have you got there? You've got... Oops. A big heart. What do you think the heart's about?
Love,
absolutely. Yeah, excellent. Do you want to just hold on to that a mo? Because the bit that goes with that are all those funny words. It says, God says to his people, no longer will they call you desolate, but you will be called
Hephzibah. He's like, oh, that's nice. Hephzibah.
That means my delight is in her,
says God.
I delight in her. I delight in my people, says God. I love my people more than I love anything else, says God. Even when things are really tough, the Lord will take delight in you and your land will be married. God's going to marry the land.
Wow.
So look, even when it's a tough time, God hasn't stopped loving you. That's the message. Even when things aren't going quite as much as well as you'd like, delight in God as he delights in you. Great. Thank you. Well done. Give him a little clap. So we've got a God holding us like a precious jewel and loving us like he doesn't love anything else. Somebody come and open number 3 for me. Anyone going to come up? How about Annabelle? Come on then. Annabelle, are you good at opening prezzies? Here it is. Okay, yeah. Jen's going to help. See what's inside. Can you see what's in there? Well, can you see? Oh, can you see? Oh, yeah. Excellent. What we have here then? Some binoculars. Mm-hmm. Aha. I spy. Well, okay.
Better hold them.
You better head. God says to his people, he says, I've posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You will call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem. So God's put some watchmen around the walls of Jerusalem. That's to look out for these horrible people, these armies who are coming along on their chariots to smash the place up. God has said, look, I've got watchmen in place, so don't you worry about that. But here's the thing, they're a special kind of watchmen. Because it says, listen carefully, it says, these watchmen, they're never going to be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest. How can watchmen never be silent? Surely if there's a watchman who, shh, you want to be silent so that no one can see you looking at them. But no, he says you're not going to be that kind of watchman. You're going to be a different kind of watchman that's chattering all the time. Chat, chat, chat. Chattering to the living God. You're going to be praying. And you're going to call on the Lord and you're going to give yourselves no rest. And so that's what my little tag on the binoculars says. If you can hold that up there. It says, become God's watchman by praying for God's kingdom. And the binoculars reminding us to look out at the world around us and pray for it as we see. Can I hold those? Yeah. Be careful, they cost a lot of money. Yes, okay. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means we need to be a praying people. We are the watchmen that God's appointed for this place. And they were praying. God told them to go pray and don't stop praying. He says that to us as well. If God's seeming a bit distant, if we're asking ourselves, where's God when you need him? Maybe that's because I'm not praying often enough. Let's talk, says God, and let's become watchmen for Jesus by praying to our Father. And have those picture of the binoculars there. Every night, before we go to bed, every morning when we wake up, remember, let's become God's watchmen. How cute is that? Right, number 4. Where are we? Somebody come and open. You don't have to be small. You can be anyone else. Come on, Hannah. Do you want to come and open a present for me? Number 4. It's hiding. Here it is. Everyone. Can you open it for me? What you got there? Can you see? What's inside number 4? We almost dropped it. Good, it wasn't eggs. There we are. What do you think that's about? You hold the bread. Come and join me up here so everyone can see it. Now, the reason we got bread is because in Isaiah's time in Jerusalem, they were having a horrible time because they were making all this lovely stuff, and then other people were coming along and saying, like, they were going like this, they were saying, "That's mine, thank you. I'll take that. Thanks." And they were taking their food from them and going off. And that was horrible. You have it back. And God says to his people, "Look, never again will I give you your grain as food for your enemies. No. Never again will foreigners drink your new wine. But those who harvest it will eat it. It's your bread now. You can have it," says God. "Everything you make, everything that comes from your fields will be yours." And so the tag on this one says, "Enjoy the good gifts from God's table." And that's a lovely thing to remember, especially at Christmas time, isn't it? We've all had lovely tables full of stuff, food, drink, lovely things to eat. And remembering that God says, "This is a blessing to you from me." And so enjoy it, won't you? So God's going to put an end to the slavery they've been enduring. And when they make bread in future, they're going to get to eat it themselves. Well done. Thanks, Hannah. That's lovely. Nearly there. Now, I could do with a little boy for this one. Or a chap. Any chaps want to come and do number five? Because it's kind of a boy thing, really. Well, I think it is. Come on. Come on, Jacob. Yeah. It is right up your alley, this is. Present number five. Could you open that for me? A guitar, yeah, maybe. Now, it's always been a plan that God's people should come from everywhere in the whole of his world. Oh, what you got there?
Oh, Scalectric.
Scalectric. It's a bit of road. We've got a road. Could you make, build the road, that's it. Put that bit in there.
No, it's too difficult, I can't do it.
Are you good at Scalectric?
No.
No, okay. Let me have the green one. So we're building a road for God, because God's told his people, "Look, got to build a road, build a highway, pass through the gates. This road passes out the gates of Jerusalem and out into the world. And it's not a way out, but it's a way in. It's like a one-way street into Jerusalem." And he says, prepare a way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove all the stones so that the cars don't go bumpity-bumpity-bump, crash. Because then somebody have to mend them, wouldn't they, Jacob?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to make a nice smooth road, like a piece of Scalectric track, running out of Jerusalem so that the people of the nations can join with God's people in Jerusalem and they can come and be part of it. And it says here, help others find their way to God. Now, our job in Kilness isn't to go make roads. We've got enough roads already, haven't we? But it is in that same idea of making a way for people to become part of God's kingdom. And so it's making sort of roads into people's lives, like inroads, to get to know them and help them find their way into God's kingdom. So that's what the road's all about. I'm going to stick the road on there. We're making a bit of a mess here, aren't we? Well done, Jacob. Yeah, have a clap. So how are we going to help people find their way to God's kingdom here in Kilnest? Well, I guess this is more for grown-ups, but look, make the most of opportunities you have to get to know people and to bring people to some of our groups and activities so that they can get to know us and they can get to know God a bit better as well. Last one. Somebody with a big mouth. Who's going to come and do that? Anyone? Mr. Langmead, you coming? Had to be one, didn't it? Ha ha. Here we are. There we are.
Thank you very much.
There we are. Would you open up the prezi and see what's inside, please? Because God hasn't quite finished speaking. He's got more to say. Now, what you got in there?
Is it a party hat or is it a horn?
It's a yeah. It's a megaphone.
I can hear
very well. Excellent. Yes, even more clearly than normal. Isn't that great? Because even in the tough times, God hasn't stopped talking. He's still got words for his people, and he wants them to be listening to him. And that's what this last little bit is about. It says, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your saviour comes." Your saviour is coming. "See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. God's Saviour is on his way, he says to the sad and ruined people of Isaiah's time. And I guess when we're feeling a bit down in the dumps, that's what we need to hear too. We need to keep our ears peeled back for God's announcements. He's got plenty of things to tell us, not least about his son, the Lord Jesus. For them, they'd have had to wait 600 years for this Saviour to come along. For us, he's been already, hasn't he? He came along 2,000 years ago. He was born in the little crib and he grew up to be the Lord Jesus. And he died on the cross to save us. He became God's rescuer king. And that's what God was announcing through his megaphone back in the days of Isaiah. And of course, they've kind of got their ears a bit shut. That's why he needed to sort of almost shout it out to a people. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to listen to God as well, don't we? Through reading our Bibles, having Bible stories, listening to what he says. And we need to understand him by listening to little talks like this and sermons and other ways that we can get to know God through speaking to him. Now, what does my little label say? It says, listen to what God says about us and about Jesus. And that would be a great thing to do this Christmas time. I'm going to pop that on there. Thank you, Simon, very much indeed. Now, there was one last verse which kind of draws all this together, and that's about raising a banner for the nations. It's in verse 10. And God did raise a banner. He held something up for everyone in the whole world to see, and that was his own son. And got it here. Here it is. Here's God's banner. If ever you see a group of Christian people, they hold up God's banner as well. And they raise it high because the cross on which Jesus died is the banner that God holds up to the nation. And my banner's got a label on it too. Not where's God when you need him, but the same sentence, but without the W at the beginning, that says, here's God when you need him. And that's the big label that we're going to stick on the cross this morning to remind us if we've got sad faces or troubled times or anything else that's not going quite right in our lives at the moment. Here's God when you need him. Here he is, dying on a cross so that we could be his friends and that we could be forgiven. And let's stick that on the table as well. And I've got a banner somewhere as we celebrate all these things this morning. Jamie, can hold the other end of my banner. Because rather than being down in the dumps and being sad, God says, we are happy and holy people because Jesus has saved us. So we don't need to have those sad faces anymore. God has spoken and we can be happy and we can be holy. And why don't we just say that top line together? We are happy and holy people. And I hope that is us this morning. And thank you very much for listening. You've done ever so well there. And we are going to pray now and ask God to help us remember some of these things. Let's pray. Father God, thank you very much that you speak to us through your word in so many different ways. Thank you that we've been able to think about Jesus this morning as the one who comes to save and rescue us. And Lord, whatever we're going through at the moment, whether we're in happy times or sad times, we pray you'd help us remember Jesus. Here's God when you need him. He's there on the cross reminding us how much you love us. So help us to go from here a happy and a holy people, pleased and rejoicing in all you've done for us, whatever our circumstances. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.